X Afternoons with Mariah and Ty.
On Calgary's Alternative, X92.9.
Hey, it's Ty from X92.9. Joining me right now, Callum Montgomery of the Calgary Cavalry FC. We got a big game coming up this weekend. It is the Wilder Institute game, I believe. They're sponsoring. The zoo's out there.
Yeah, it's our first one. We've partnered up with the zoo this year. I think both of us just provide a great family day experience. So we're just trying to, you know, instead of being competition, try to lean into that collaboration between the two properties, and should be a super fun game. Ton of fun activations going on. So make sure to come check it out. Yeah.
There's a lot going on, like when you go to a Cavs game. Like, I don't know if you can hear everything when you're on the field, but they got like the giant activations for the kids. They got the stage. They're doing a ton. They got the Wilder bunch coming down this weekend. There's gonna be face paint and balloon animals. Do you hear any of that out there, or is it just blocked out by the crowd? It must be blocked out.
You know, in my ticket sales role, I think we get unbelievable feedback. Just with like the fan experience, you know, I think we're pretty fortunate at Spruce Meadows just to have such a great venue. It's not just the product on the field, it's the product off the field for us, and trying to create, and we really lean into that. A lot of, you know, our fans are our families, and we try to make sure that it's a really family-oriented venue. This weekend is a perfect example. You know, there's the Wilder bunch on the stage. There's like big blow-up soccer for the kids to go play, face painting, balloon animals. And then for, you know, your diehard footy fans, well, there'll be good product on the field as well. And don't forget to get your Carlsberg at the same time.
Oh, man.
Plug in there.
I think last game you guys played, it was one in extra time. I think Sergio snuck in a goal right at the end there.
Yeah.
It's a thrilling season so far, and you guys are still right in the hunt, I believe, sitting third place.
Yep.
Less games played than the people who are ahead.
Definitely. So we have a game in hand still, and I think we're 7-8 points back right now. So if we win that, we'll only be 4 points off. We're 8 points more than we had last season, and obviously we finished last season. So we're in a great place. We have some exciting new signings coming in. Gote's back, obviously, for the fans that were here in 2023. We'll remember him. We have another guy, Seyloof. He was probably player of the year candidate when he was at Pacific. So the team's in a good spot. We got some guys coming back from injury, Bradley Camden, Michael Baldissimo, some bigger names. So I think, you know, the team's starting to gel. This is where we kind of make some little tweaks going forward, and then hopefully start finding our stride for that home run.
Oh, this is going to be the game to go to. I mean, like you said, you get free zoo match posters. Definitely. When you go in for the kids. All the fans get to have a Carlsberg, and then all the diehard fans get to see the new players come in and the players returning from injury. So I can't wait, man.
Yeah, it should be a good one. York's on a hot run too right now, so we're hopefully to knock him back down and get another win, keep climbing that table.
Yeah, when they score, I get to announce the goals, so you got to come down.
Exactly, there we go.
X Afternoons with Mariah and Ty.
On Calgary's Alternative, X92.9.